In this week's parsha, we read of the major turning point in the relationship between Yosef and his brothers, and the truth is, in the history of the entire family and of Am Yisrael. Because as opposed to Parshat Miketz, when the brothers are going down to Mitzrayim, being sent down to Mitzrayim, to bring food for the family back to Eretz Canaan, the place where we assume they're going to continue to live, L'zarecha natati et ha'aretz hazot, Yosef is mechadesh more than just the fact that he is Yosef. He's mechadesh that at this point, the family needs to be leaving Eretz Canaan and be moving as a whole to Eretz Mitzrayim. And that as opposed to taking food and the family back to Canaan, the family is meant to be brought down. The brothers are meant to go back to Yaakov and bring him down to Mitzrayim. And the obvious question is, where does this come from? How does Yosef know that this is the plan? Careful reading of Yosef's words to his brothers after he reveals his identity can help us understand where he gets this understanding from. Yosef tells the brothers not to be upset, not to be angry, not to be frustrated. His words are, "V'ata al te'atzvu v'al yichar v'enechem ki mechartem oti hena." Don't be sad, don't be angry for selling me here. Ki lemichya shlachani elokim lifnechem. Because God has sent me as a way of keeping you alive. And not only am I meant to keep you alive, but you're all meant to come here. And how does Yosef know that? Maybe Yosef is supposed to quit his job and go back to Eretz Canaan. Maybe all this is a justification for him to be able to stay in power in Mitzrayim. Yosef continues, Ki zeh shenatayim ha-ra'av bekerav ha-aretz, ve'od chamesh shanim asher ein charish v'katzir. There's been a famine for 2 years, and the famine is supposed to continue for another 5 years. So obviously, you're meant to come here so that I can keep the family alive. In fact, Chazal tell us that the famine ended when the Jewish people got to Egypt, which supports this understanding that the purpose of the famine was to bring them there. But if one continues reading the words of Yosef, one sees that Yosef sees much more than just an opportunity to keep the Jewish people alive. Yosef continues, and he says, Pasuk Zayin, Vayishlacheni Elokim lifnechem lasum lachem sheirit paaretz. God sent me before you to prepare for you a remnant, a way of survival in the land. Ulahachyot lochem lifleita gedola. Not just lemichya, not just to keep you alive, but to turn you into the great nation, lifleita gedola, that you're supposed to become. Yosef sees that the opportunity he's been given, the power, the control over the finances, over the land, over the food, is meant to be the way for him to help realize the prophecy of the Jewish people turning into a great nation. And in an extreme example of Yosef recasting the events of the past, he continues and he says, V'ata lo atem shalachtem oti hena. You're not the ones who sent me here. Surprising. Ki Elokim sent me here. V'yisimeni la'av l'faro la'adon l'chol beito moshol b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. You may have sold me, but you're not the ones who sent me here. This is a great power of Yosef. I don't mean control over Egypt, but ability to be able to see the lemonade in the lemon. And not just the sweetness and the sour, but the Yad Hashem in something that begins seemingly as a devious plan of the brothers. And Yosef acts based upon this throughout the parsha. He takes control of the people and the land and the possessions and then moves the peoples off their land, so nobody sees the land they're living on as their own. And it makes it possible for Yosef to give the Jewish people the preferable land of Goshen, where they can turn into a great nation, because he sees his responsibility as acting based upon the situation God has created and put him in, not that the brothers have put him in. And we get confirmation of Yosef's beliefs when Yaakov is on the way down to Mitzrayim. Hashem appears to him. Yaakov, as we know, is on the way to see Yosef, as he says. Erenu b'terem amut. I don't know if he plans to stay there, if he sees going to Egypt as part of some greater plan, but Hashem does. Hashem says to Yaakov, Anochi akel elokei avicha, al tira meredet Mitzrayim. Don't be afraid of going there. Ki lagoi gadol, and there's the word that Yosef used, asim hasham, because I'm going to make you into a great nation there. A I'm going to bring you down. I'm going to take you back up. Mitzrayim is going to be where the Jewish people are going to turn from a family of 70 into a people of 600,000 men who are going to leave Mitzrayim a few hundred years later. The greatness of Yosef is his ability not only to survive, not only to retain his dreams and hopes, but be able to understand what God wants from him in new circumstances, particularly circumstances that have been generated by chait, that have been generated by things that one would not see as ideal. He's able to turn the mechira into a shlichut. This is essential for us too, because we find ourselves in all kinds of situations that seem less than ideal and seem to be the creation of people, of situations that are not aimed l'shem shamayim. We have to constantly ask ourselves, what is Hashem sending us to, even when we find ourselves in places that we've arrived at otherwise? Shabbat Shalom.